This is Poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Bao Phi. Phi was born in Saigon, Vietnam, in 1975. He was the youngest son of his family when they had to flee his ancestral homeland. Like so many other refugees from Vietnam, he came to America at the close of the war, where his family settled in Minneapolis. He grew up, not surprisingly, in a bilingual household, and when he was in high school, he began writing and performing poetry on the speech team. He attended McAllister College, where he continued to pursue creative writing. His work quickly connected with audiences across the country, and before long he appeared on HBO's Deaf Poetry, as well as becoming a finalist in the National Poetry Slam competition. He has written several books, including Last Name First, Song I Sing, Thousand Star Hotel, and a children's book, A Different Pond, which won the prestigious Caldecott Medal. Phi has also won the Minnesota Book Award, the Asian American Pacific Award for Literature, and he has received grants from the Minnesota State Arts Board. He has been a faculty member at Kundiman, and he is the current program director at the Loft Literary Center in Minneapolis. Today's poem is Frank's Nursery and Crafts. There is, of course, a significant difference between the words immigrant and refugee. My mother is an immigrant from Northern Ireland. That is, she chose to come to America. Refugees, however, do not have this sense of choice. When Phi's family settled in Minneapolis, they had to make their way in an unfamiliar city, a city that was unsure, even hostile, that they should be there in the first place. Violence, as Phi has said in a number of interviews, has marked his life from the very beginning, and the trauma of war has always been there. Not surprisingly, he writes about the effects of war, displacement, and how historical trauma can reach down through the generations. He asks hard questions about racism, poverty, and what it means to belong. I often assign his work to my students, and they love him for his honesty about race and class in America. Today's poem takes place in a chain store, one that sells plants and flowers and grass seeds in little wicker baskets. It takes place during his youth, presumably sometime in the early 1980s, and it's about coping with daily racism. This is Frank's Nursery and Crafts by Bao Phi. The lines are long, and my mom insists that the final amount is wrong. The cashier looks at the receipt and insists that it's right. My mom purses her lips, looks worried, says, "It's not right." The line of white people behind us groans. My mom won't look back at them. We both know what they're thinking. Small woman with no knowledge of the way things are in America. Though year after year, she makes flowers bloom in the hood, petals in the face of this land that doesn't want her here. Finally, a manager comes, checks, and tells the cashier she rang up 22 plants instead of just two, overcharging us by $40. My mom holds my hand, leads me away, without looking back at the line of white people who overhear and gasp, their sympathy won. If only I was old enough to tell them to keep it. It's not my mom's English that is broken.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.
And you can find more poetry from Studio 47 online, ps47.org, and that's also where you can pick up your new Poetry from Studio 47 t-shirt.